You are listening to Face to Face on the Virginia Voice. And for the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean. You're going to hear now from Rhonda Riggleman, a recreational therapist at Sheltering Arms Midtown at the Club Rec at Broad and Shepherd. And there are lots of branches of Sheltering Arms, but you're very specifically interested in the activities at Club Rec. What is that?
Yes, Sheltering Arms offers a continuum of care program for people who've been through therapy or currently getting therapy, and it's a day program, so it's something that we feel that's important when somebody is discharged from a hospital or an outpatient setting, that usually they go home, they don't get out as much, they watch TV, they don't have a fitness center, they can't maintain what they gain in therapy, so Sheltering Arms opened up what we call a Club Rec Center. And that program is for people with physical disabilities, and they come there during the course of a week, one day a week, 2 days a week, 3 days a week, and we offer a large variety of activities that affect people's quality of life. For example, we transport people over to our therapeutic pool. The water temperature is 92. It has a ramp to get in for folks in a wheelchair. We do cooking groups. We do music therapy. We do pet therapy. We also take people out and do a lot of community reentry, getting them used to being back out in the community, providing transportation for errands, providing transportation just to go out to lunch and have some socialization with some camaraderie with the friends and people that you meet at the Club Rec program. We also have a COPE group. It's led by our psychologists. It's a group that deals with issues that's affecting their life now that they've lost their vision or now that they've had some type of physical disability and issues that are affecting their life. We have a non-denominational spirituality group. Our chaplain comes over. A lot of people, once they have a disability, they can't get back out to go to church like you or I. So we have a spirituality group, and that's done twice a week. So it gives people the opportunity. Once they come there, it's kind of like a one-stop shop. So they can get spirituality group, they can go swimming, they can go to the errands, you know, out to Walgreens and get some stuff they need for the household. So it's a win-win situation. And then for those who finish physical therapy or occupational therapy, they can come to us and get the fitness center. So we take the program that the PT has put them on, and then we get them into the fitness center to help them maintain everyday gains that they made in therapy, at least maintain what they've, you know, gained so they can live, you know, as happily or have better quality of life.
Rhonda, you just hit on something. You said physical therapy. People know about a physical therapy and physical therapist.
Right.
And after an operation, perhaps they need some rehabilitation. Physical therapy.
Right.
But you're a recreational therapist.
I'm a recreational therapist. I'm the best of all of them. So I take what you've gained in physical therapy. I take your daily living skills with occupational therapy. And I try to get that person the quality of life. So maybe they've come to us, they've had a stroke, and they used to be a golfer. And now they only have use of one hand. We take them back out to that golf course, and we teach them how to shoot a golf ball with one hand. Maybe they're in a wheelchair now, and they can't golf. We have an accessible golf cart that will take people through the course. It'll stand them up. So the sky's the limit. Regardless of the disabilities, there are tons of abilities we have left with people that we can get them back out to doing what they enjoyed most before their illness or accident.
It sounds like you have both internal facilities at Broad and Shepherd and external facilities that you can make use of.
We do. We also, at that site, the 2805 West Broad Street site, we also offer occupational therapy, speech therapy, and occupational therapy. So somebody can come there, get those therapies, and then stay for the day and get the socialization and the benefits of quality of life. We can actually teach them how to do things that they were doing before but differently, but still provide that quality of life and the pleasure they were getting by doing those activities before.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, that site used to be a drugstore.
It used to be a
So how have you retrofitted it to be a recreational center?
Sure. We've gutted the whole inside out. It still looks like a drugstore from the outside, but we have turned taken out the walls and put walls in, and we have a fitness center there. We have a speech therapy gym. We have occupational therapy gym. We turn it into a chapel some days. Some days we turn it into a COPE group. So some days we have cooking groups. A few weeks ago they made salmon cakes, fried potatoes, and green beans, and those who participated and used the adaptive equipment got to enjoy it, got to have lunch and enjoy the camaraderie with the other folks.
Rhonda, you also mentioned teaching people to cope.
Yes, teaching people to cope, it's tough. You know, myself as a clinician, I'm a firm believer that you can't totally understand what people who've either lost their vision or people who have physical disabilities, what totally they're going through. I can understand it from a clinician's standpoint of view, but these people have suffered a loss. So it's very important for them to be around other people that have that common bond, that have suffered some type of illness or loss, and they can relate to other people in the group. And then we have a leader in the group that helps problem solve and give suggestions and resources. So it's just an awesome group, and it's amongst the group members. Staff doesn't sit in on it. So it's just for the patients who attend there on that day, and it's really neat.
You mentioned so many different things, but did I hear go by, and maybe our listeners heard it go by as well, pet therapy?
Pet therapy. So we actually have, I have a personal dog who stays on site with me when I'm there, and her name is Abby, and she's part lab, part beagle. I call her Legal. And she actually stays there. Patients get to pet her, love on her. They give her lots of treats. But twice a month at both of our main hospitals, we have caring canine companions that come out. And they really go to the patient's room and they visit. And the patients who haven't seen their animals since they've been in the hospital, you know, it is awesome. Because they relate to the animal. It's a different kind of therapy. You know, it's totally a different kind of therapy. It's compassionate. It's, you know, for them missing their animals at home, it gives them an opportunity to see somebody else's animal and how they're serving other people's needs.
You have a dog. I have a dog. A substitute dog just wouldn't seem right for me.
Yeah.
I mean, what I'm saying is to have a dog for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, a half hour, even an hour, and then have that dog go away and visit someone else. My dog, as your dog, stays with you all the time.
Right. And really, nowadays, you're not in the hospital for a long period of time. By the time we teach you how to put on your shirt, by the time we teach you how to put on your pants, the insurance companies are discharging you. So even that little bit of time that we have, if they're visited twice during that week while they're there, it's beneficial because it gives them something to look forward to when they go home that they can see their animal and what they've missed.
You've mentioned so many useful things. Are people referred to you by their doctor rather than you don't get walk-ins?
Right. No, actually, we do get walk-ins. You do not have to have a physician referral to attend the day program. Obviously, you do have to have a physician script for prescribed occupational, physical, and speech therapy. But for the day program, you just walk in. We do an intake assessment. We get a list of emergency contacts, medications. We make sure that you're going to be a safe person in our program. You can maximize the benefits we offer. And you can give us a call, and we can set up an intake assessment and go from there. So you do not have to have a doctor's referral to come to the day rec program.
Rhonda Riggleman is a recreational therapist at Sheltering Arms Midtown, the rec center club. What do you personally do?
Wow. I wear many hats. I actually serve as the rec therapy manager. So I have a therapist out at our Hanover location and a therapist at our South Hospital location. And so when they're out on vacation, I'm actually covering a caseload out in the hospitals. We're actually getting out there, seeing what the patient was doing before their illness and injury. And we're telling them that don't give up hope. You know, we can plant the seed. There's activities you can get involved in when you get out. Yes, you can play golf again. When I'm not in the therapy role, I'm in the management role, attending lots of meetings like today for Junior Voice and sharing the good news, marketing. I'm very fortunate. I'm very passionate about what I do. I've been with the organization for 20 years, and it's a wonderful organization, and they truly care about the people. And to give this back to the community, it costs a lot to give this program back to the community. We offer financial aid for this program, so most of the people that come here pay as little as $8 a day. So obviously, if we have 40 people in the program, 320, it doesn't pay the electricity bill. So this is something that Children's Arms, being a nonprofit hospital, is passionate, and this comes from their endowment fund, and this is what they give back to other people.
I mentioned at the beginning that Sheltering Arms has many, many locations in the metropolitan area. You have special facilities, however, at your Shepherd and Broad location in the rec club. What are those? You mentioned some of them.
Right. At the club rec location, like I said, we offer speech therapy, occupational therapy, physical therapy, and we offer so much more in the day program. To some people, we may be offering a lasting friendship of a lifetime. For some people, we have made a matchmaker. We have to laugh because some people have met folks from that program and they've gotten married. We have some people, one of the exciting things I get to do is one of the things we're going to do in September, we're doing an accessible travel trip. So we're taking 63 folks from the community in the Richmond area and a few from outside the Richmond area that have some type of disability, and we're going to Bermuda on an accessible travel trip. And Sheltering Arms has given us the resources to plan for the accessibility piece, like taking an accessible bus up to Cape Liberty, New Jersey, you know, the excursions once we get to Bermuda. So those are the things that how we're really and truly making a difference in Shelter in Your Arms and affecting people's quality of life.
Do you have special equipment at your location that they do not have at other physical and occupational rehabilitation centers?
We do. In our inpatient rehab setting, we have the iWalk program. We're into robotics now. We're going to get the exoskeleton for people who've had strokes. But for my location, we have a lot of adaptive recreation equipment for somebody who's had a stroke and now they can't use one side of their body. We have a fishing rod holster for you and I. If we were an avid fisher, you know, one hand would hold the pole and the other hand would reel it in. Those people don't have that opportunity anymore. So we have a holster where it automatically holds a pole and you use your good side to reel in the rod. So you can do fish just like anybody else with two hands.
You're telling me something very interesting. People are used to a physical therapist who will try to rehabilitate them after a stroke, as
right.
a good example. But you're in recreation, and that means really getting back into life, not just regaining the use or coping with the loss of a limb, perhaps.
Absolutely. We do a lot of co-treatment with physical therapy, so the person is regaining a different lifestyle now. They're regaining their functions, and we're working with the physical therapist. If they've come to us in the hospital and how many people have an opportunity to experience to go out to your local grocery store and use how to use electric cart? Most people are very timid about using electric carts. When you come to our hospital, you've had a stroke. For a while, you may have to use electric cart. Don't stay home and be isolated. We want you to get out. We want you to get involved in the community to give your quality of life. So a rec therapist will take you out to teach you how to use electric cart. And that's how we're different than other rehab facilities. We're big on quality of life. We're big on the rec therapy. We're big on getting people to return to what they were doing before. We have sit-down water skis for people. You and I go water skiing instead of standing. You can sit. Down here, snow skiing. We do Massanutten's adaptive snow ski program. So for you and I who used to snow ski, we're doing a sit, what they call a mono ski. So we are doing it. We're giving them back the quality of life. Whatever we can work with, we get them back to doing whatever we can.
I have to admit, Rhonda, with two good legs, I don't really go skiing very much.
I used to in my younger years.
But you mentioned transportation. What do you offer in transportation? Because that's very important
absolutely.
To somebody who's perhaps homebound.
Right. If you live in the Richmond area, transportation is a big barrier today. Once you're responsible for getting to the program, so I would say about 60% of our people take the care, the GRTC transportation, maybe 2% drive. A lot of them, the family members drop off. We open up as early as 7:30 in the morning. We stay late as 5. So for somebody who has a loved one who's working and they can be dropped off, they can stay the whole day. But once you're in our program, we can transport you. We have a hospital bus. It's accessible, and we can transport you to the errands outing. We can transport you to the pool. We can transport you to, Applebee's when we go out to lunch. So once you get there, it's like a candy shop. We can get you to other places once you're enrolled in our program. But to get to and from the center, transportation is left to the individuals.
Rhonda Riggleman is a recreational therapist at Sheltering Arms. Rhonda, I have to admit I'm not as familiar with Sheltering Arms as I am with other hospitals in the area. Tell me about the umbrella organization, Sheltering Arms.
Sure. Sheltering Arms has been around for a long time, since the early 1800s. We're still a nonprofit hospital. We were started by a group of women who, a sewing circle, who got together and they volunteered their time to start our hospital. So they got MCV physicians to volunteer. We originally started down on Clay Street. Somebody donated their house. We turned into a hospital. We were freestanding at the time. So anybody who did not have insurance, even if you had to have a baby, if you broke your ankle, we saw everything back in those days. And then we moved from our Clay Street location. As we grew, it became such a need. We were having people come from all over who didn't have insurance. And then when Medicaid came along in the 50s and 60s, we had to revamp. People were getting that opportunity to be served with Medicaid. And Sheltering Arms decided in 1980 we needed to revamp our system instead of seeing freestanding for everybody to see in different diagnoses. We wanted to meet a need that the community wasn't meeting. And at the time, in 1981, we opened up Sheltering Arms Physical Rehabilitation Hospital. We felt at that time in the 80s there wasn't a big need. So we specialize in spinal cord, stroke, Parkinson's, anything that affects the body physically. So that's our specialty now. And we started from the early 1800s from a sewing group with – we even had people that brought vegetables from their farms. We served vegetables. We had roadkill. There's a picture in our history book that shows one of our orderlies skinning a deer that was donated to us. So we survived by the community. We were surviving by people giving their time, their energy, and their funds to make it work in volunteers. And it's just evolved from there.
Now, obviously, most people come to your facility or any Sheltering Arms facility on a referral. But you mentioned it's also possible to walk in. How do people contact you?
They can contact us in our rec therapy. It's called the Community Recreation Program at 764-5757. Again, that number is 764-5757. You can let them know that you're interested in the day program. We also have fitness memberships available. We have a huge array of wellness classes to people in the community. They can come there a couple of days a week, get the wellness classes, and go home. And that's our umbrella of services. That's a direct number to contact to gain more information.
And you have financial advice as well on how to pay for some of this.
Yes. If you do not have insurance, if you need some help with copays, everybody is welcome to fill out what we call a financial aid form. And most of the people who fill it out who qualify, they get some assistance with either copays or therapy, and some who don't have insurance may not have to pay anything.
Rhonda, you have fascinated me with some of the tales of recreational therapy. Again, I'm used to physical therapy, but recreational therapy. What haven't we said?
Well, recreational therapy has come a long way, but we're still not a reimbursable service. Even though we're taking what you gain in PT, what you gain in OT, and we're giving you, when you walk out the hospital, we're trying to give you your quality of life back. But it's not reimbursable by insurance companies. That's why a lot of folks don't have recreational therapy. So for OT and PT, you can bill every 15 minutes that you're with a patient. For recreational therapy, this is something that Sheltering Arms feels important to give the quality of life back when they go home, not just when they're in a supervised facility and learning how to do different things, but when you go home, you know, what is the next step for some of these folks? We don't want you to sit at home. We want you to be active. We want you to maintain what you've gained in therapy. And you need, a lot of times once people have injuries, their friends and loved ones, especially for young people, if they've been in a catastrophic accident or something, their friends, you know, kind of ostracize them. They don't know how to deal with them, and so they become very uncomfortable. So we want you to come to a place where people understand. We don't want you to lose that socialization. Everybody needs relationships.
When people are healthy, transportation doesn't matter. They have their automobile. They can drive wherever they want. Sometimes with a physical disability, an accident, a stroke, whatever, suddenly they're prisoners in their own home.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like you're helping to relieve that.
We are. We're definitely getting them out and about, teaching them about community reentry and giving quality of life.
Give the telephone number again, just for those who are not necessarily referred to you.
Sure. Our telephone number to access any of our recreation services is 764-5757, 764-5757.
Rhonda Wiggleman is a recreational therapist at Sheltering Arms Midtown. It's at Broad and Shepherd Street. It's their Club Rec. You are listening to Face on the Virginia Voice. And for the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean.